The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. All right, folks, listen. I've had with you guys probably the best week plus of my career. So hopefully we'll keep this up today. Lots of phone calls, lots of people with really interesting issues, lots of you being involved, which means that if you've you may have had a little more difficult time than usual in the last week or so getting through. But tonight, right now is a good time, and you guys have figured out calling at the beginning of an hour gives you maximum time with me. So hopefully we're on a roll, Jacob, so we'll keep it going. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. I told the story that one of the program directors at one of the stations I worked for hauled me in to the office at one point, and he started playing the program, and he said, "What do you notice?" And I said, "Boy, do I talk fast." He said, "Yeah, but..." he said, "You know, we're now 5 minutes into this. You haven't said your name once." And what I knew is he could listen to the next hour, and I probably hadn't said my name. So when I answer the phone, I say, "Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown. You're on the air." So I remember to do it. But sometimes at the beginning of the program, I forget to. So I'm reminding you now in case you're... Because we do have new listeners. We have, I think in the last, 10 days, we got 6 new affiliates. So I may be new to some of you. I'm a clinical psychologist, and I'm going to tell you, and the whole deal is, I explained to somebody at breakfast this morning, at 8 o'clock this morning, not a good thing for our little princess here who wants to sleep in. Besides, there was a huge electrical storm last night with thunder and lightning, I mean, and monsoon for about an hour and a half. And I guess being a mom, I'm not that light a sleeper. But I was awake, and it was just such a terrific storm to watch, and I was inside safe. But and then I left a wake-up call this morning, because I would have, never made it. At any rate, I digress. I'll tell you about that in a minute. Okay, so I'm Frazier with better hair and better legs, all right? So call me about whatever's on your mind, as I explained to the guy this morning, and I'll tell you about his speech in a minute, because it's really pretty interesting. So I went to something yesterday called... the Easter bonnet competition, and I know those of you saying, "Yeah, but Easter was a month ago," which I know. This is Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS, which, if you've ever been to theater in New York, you see the little red buckets, and it's a pretty well-known group. It's always on a Monday, and it's a lot of Broadway performers. Lin-Manuel Miranda was there. I mean, he's great. He was there last year because he is the BFD on Broadway right now. He won all the awards for Off-Broadway last year. He will win all the Tonys this year. Hamilton is the toast of Broadway, and so is he. But he's clear. I mean, he's one of those guys who show up, which makes me love him even more. All right. So anyway, so I'm going to this thing, and so I'm walking through Times Square, and the Naked Cowboy, who is neither naked nor a cowboy, but he's now become an institution, says... "You have great hair." Now, listen, we take compliments where we can get them. And so I was kind of in a smiley mood. And the person who was supposed to go with me to the competition, because the hats are really very secondary, that people from the show do satiric stuff, or they do show things from the show, or they do interpretive dancing, or whatever. The kids from Fun Home did a song that said basically... Lin-Manuel, will you hire us? And then by the end of it, they're saying, we're going to be like him. We're going to start our own show. So anyway, the person who was supposed to go with me, it's at 4:30 in the afternoon, called up the last one and said, "Look, I'm so off to work, I can't go." So I had two tickets, and I knew I had two tickets. So, and I've just wandered through Times Square, and the Naked Cowboy said, "Wow, you have great hair." So I'm in a really good mood. And Times Square right now is a construction project, and there are a lot of tourists, so getting through there is very difficult. And there was this young African-American man in front of me, and I finally tapped him on the shoulder because we weren't going any place. I said, "Listen, I trusted you to get me through all this." I would just, And he said, okay, stick with me. And sort of cuts a path through there. And so I said, hey, thanks, that was really nice. And he goes off one way or another. And then he comes back. You know, he's maybe taken 20 steps or something. And he comes back and he said, hey, do you like music? And I said, sure, everybody likes music. And he said, well, I'm a musician. I'm looking for people to help me. And I said, well, thanks, but I can only help you once you're on stage. I can review your stuff. And then I thought about this. So I went, and so he said, gee, thanks, and walked away. And so he's maybe 5 steps away. And I went and I said, what are you doing for the next hour? He said, nothing. I said, come with me. And he may have thought I was a lunatic. That does occur to me. But he's probably bigger and stronger than I am, so he probably didn't feel in much danger. And listen, I got great hair. So it turns out he'd never been inside a Broadway theater. He'd never been to a Broadway theater. So I take him into this theater, and this is kind of one of those events that if you love Broadway, you were just going to be beside yourself because it's all these Broadway performers and doing things kind of a little more personal, and the group from Disaster was there, and people who've won Tonys were there, and it was a very cool thing. And so I'm sitting there because we're on time. And so I said, well, what kind of instrument do you play? He said, well, I'm not. And I said, well, how can you be a musician if you can't play an instrument? And he said, well, I have a guitar, but I know how to play it. I said, everybody can learn to play a guitar. You don't have to play it well, but being able to accompany yourself will just broaden your possibilities. He's a very nice guy. He's very charming. He also wanted to go out for a cigarette. I said, I'm not sitting next to you if you've been smoking, because it's going to. So he didn't smoke. And I said, you think this poor guy is probably, he's either going to, well, I'll tell you the rest of the story, and then he's either going to change his life, or yesterday was the most traumatic day of his entire existence, and hopefully it's the former rather than the latter. I said, what grade did you finish? And he sort of was embarrassed. He said, 11. I said, all right, let me tell you what you're going to do. Sooner or later you got to stop smoking, but tomorrow you're going to go online, and you're going to learn to play guitar, because you can do that. And you're also going to go to the post office and find out when the next GED exam is given, because you really need that. You're really limiting yourself, and you're not going to be whatever you are. I was probably 22, 23 forever. And you need to have better possibilities. And that way you can go to Broadway, and you can do whatever you want in this life. And he was sort of thunderstruck. And as I said, he'll either decide that this is going to change his life. I said, the universe puts people in our path for whatever reason. And I have never done that before. I've occasionally had extra tickets and I've given them back. That's not true. One other time in my life, I had an extra theater ticket and I gave it to a homeless person, forgetting that homeless person was going to be sitting next to me the entire time, which was not, it was not a bad idea, except that with my good sense of smell, it was not the world's smartest thing to do. But had I to do it again, I probably would have. Or maybe that's why I haven't done it since. At any rate, he didn't smoke, so he wasn't smelly. But it was just one of those experiences that you think, and, if I thought about it, I might not have done any of it. But that sort of impulse to kind of, I suppose, to share. So, I didn't say keep in touch or anything. I figure, I'm not trying to nag him. But so it'll be really fascinating to see. I would love to know what he's going to do. Because you could see that he was kind of undone by the entire experience. And it was kind of a cool place to be. I suppose he might have been a little happier if I hadn't been giving him this life plan. But if I hadn't been sitting next to him, he wouldn't have been sitting next to anybody. So that was yesterday, which was kind of one of those things that there's a part of me that thinks, Joe, you have to stop doing this. You have to let people be themselves. And then other parts of things, that's why you're on this planet. You're around to sort of help people who need the help and don't know how to find it or how to get it or how to have access to it. So, and I suppose that has also, the speech that I went to this morning at 8 o'clock was about water and energy. And it turns out this is a guy who actually went to Rice, which he went to graduate school there and then went to the dark side. He went to the University of Texas. But I think I may have him on the program because his notion is that you need to have the wide view, the local, the little view will mislead you. If you need some help, you don't have to either even sit beside me at the theater. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. So this has been an interesting intellectual day, as opposed to yesterday, which was pretty much emotional, in that, as I said, the conversation this morning was about the relationship between water and energy, which is actually an interesting one, which I may try and get him on the program. He has a book that came out today. But as I said, what was most impressive to me about it was that if you look at any particular component of the problem, you're going to get a completely different answer than if you look at the totality, which is a life lesson as far as I'm concerned. I also went to talk with him afterwards because he said if anybody knows how to deal with 16-year-olds, and I thought, I know how to do that. But I also wanted him to make to talk about the correlation between lack of water and civil rights, because in countries where there's not easily accessible water, girls are sent to get the water to the nearby village or to the watering hole or to the river or to whatever, which means they're not in school. And they're also they're preyed upon because men know where they're going to be, and so there's a higher incidence of rape and pregnancy and all sorts of really awful things, including economic dependency and lack of education that happen to young females when there's not enough water to go around or when water is not easily accessible. So 855-993-7569. He said, it's in the book. I said, okay. So the other thing that is kind of a discouraging thing, I went to a talk about stem cell research. And this country, the FDA is really not on board with that. And it, of course, it's an enormously controversial issue. And most of the stem cells in the world, there are three kinds, or there are four actually kind of stem cells. There's embryonic, there's adult, and there's there's the fetal, embryonic, adult, and I can't remember what the other one is. But the only one that's particularly controversial is fetal, but that's also the most flexible. And the statistics were, and of course the issue is not stem cells per se, but it's abortion, which I'm not going to talk about in the program. But it turns out that most of the stem cells in the world come from Georgia, not in the United States, and what used to be Russia. Because it turns out that the average woman has had between 3 and 4 abortions in her lifetime, and most pregnancies are unwanted. They don't have really very good birth control, and most unwanted pregnancies end in abortion. So that's where most of the stem cells are coming from. And the problem is that there's not research that's really going on in this country because of the political implications, and we're moving more and more the political implications. And the pharmaceutical companies, the idea being that the big pharm doesn't really want to cure you, because if you're cured, you don't use any more medication. They want you to have chronic illnesses because that's where they're going to make their money, which sounds fairly callous, but I think, unfortunately, is fairly accurate. So it's been a challenging day in terms of me having to think quite so early in the morning. But I'm doing it. Alrighty. Today is National Richter Scale Day, which hopefully does not mean that we'll have something to measure on the Richter scale, because as most of you know, it's an exponential look at the strength of earthquakes. So, there's sort of speaking about young women. This is something I didn't know, and Jacob, you'll have to tell me if you know about this.
Okay.
On this day in 1777, Sybil Ludington, who was age 16, rode 40 miles to alert American colonial forces to the approach of the British. Her daddy was a general in the American Army. She rode double the distance that Paul Revere did, but she was a girl, and she was only 16. Did you know anything about her?
No, I didn't, actually.
A pretty interesting story, though, huh?
Yeah, I just think the Paul Revere one.
Yeah, I mean, that's what all of us know. But mm-hmm. She wrote double the amount. He had a better PR agent. What can I tell you? In 1803, speaking of PR, thousands of meteor fragments fall in France, and it convinced European scientists that meteors really do exist, which is a good point. I mean, if you think about it, how are you going to understand that a meteor exists unless you have some proof of it, right? Now, having said that, fast forward 213 years, what we do is posit the existence of black holes and other solar systems because of perturbations in gravitational force. So it's things we cannot see but are implied. So, but this, we're, you know, a little more sophisticated mathematically, presumably, and I suppose in terms of theoretical physics than we were 200 and some years ago, because before then, Who knew for meteors, right? I mean, it could have been green cheese falling out of the moon, too. What can I tell you? On this day in 1865, the Calvary troops cornered and shot dead John Wilkes Booth, who assassinated Lincoln. Now, this is the 26th, so it took them basically 12 days to find him. And everybody knew who it was. They identified him. But he hid in a barn, remember that? And apparently it was part of a conspiracy, and one of the co-conspirators turned him in. I remember that. I mean, I didn't remember it. I wasn't there. Thank you very much for that. I just remember the stories. In 1958, on this day, the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad, the famous B&O, Royal Blue from Washington, D.C. To New York City was the final run after 68 years. It was the first U.S. passenger train to use electric locomotives. So there you go.
Wow.
Before my time. Yeah. On this day in 62, you can tell it's a transportation day, Ranger 4 crashed into the moon. Oops. In 1981, Dr. Michael R. Harrison of UC in San Francisco performed the world's first human open fetal surgery. One of my best friends is named Michael Harrison, so I'll have to send him that and ask him how his surgery is going. On this day in 1986, the Chernobyl power plant in the Ukraine created the world's worst nuclear disaster. I remember I was doing a TV show that morning, I think in San Francisco, when that occurred, and they wanted to talk with me about it. And what do you say? I mean, that place is still radioactive. That it turns out that there are all sorts of mutations. The wolves apparently are doing okay there, but it will apparently be hot for the next 300 years or something. It was truly and is a disaster. This sounds to be a disastrous day. In 1989, the deadliest tornado in world history struck Bangladesh, killing 1,300, injuring 12,000, and leaving as many as 80,000 homeless. So when we talk about global catastrophes, I mean, again, you need to have the broader perspective. On this day in 1991, 70 tornadoes broke out in central United States. Before the end, Andover, Kansas would record the year's only F5 tornado. And last night, around here, it wasn't a tornado, but it was serious weather. So I guess this is just an unsettled time of year. Meteors, tornadoes, what can I tell you? If you're being a little unsettled and it doesn't have anything to do with the weather, give me a call. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right, gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD, or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Talking about what really matters. Your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Joy. My name is Jim, and I hope you can help me with this.
Okay.
My wife of 34 years passed away with cancer about 9 years ago. And a couple years after that, my older brother and his wife got a divorce. They were married about 10 years. And a couple years after that, I started seeing my brother's ex-wife. Well, since then, my brother has disowned me. My children... They want me in their life as long as I don't have her around. But we're at the point where, we're either going to have to split up or we're going to have to get married and go on with our lives. And I don't know how to handle this situation.
All right, let me get the chronology down a little bit better. Your wife died 5 years ago?
No, 9 years ago.
9 years ago, sorry. Okay, and your brother, who's married for 10 years, got divorced how long ago?
A little over three. Almost three. Oh, you're two, going on three, excuse me.
And how long have you been dating his ex?
4 years.
Ooh. You didn't tell me that. So you were the cause of the breakup of the marriage?
No. I have been they had been divorced over 2 years when I started seeing her.
Oh, okay. So you said 2 years. So how long have they actually been divorced then? 6 years?
They've been divorced 6 years.
Okay. Okay, because either I misunderstood you or you misspoke. Okay, well, that makes it better. 2 years. What's your kids? I mean, your brother being mad at you. Do you know why they divorced?
Just incompatibility. They couldn't get along. She's a very religious woman, and he wouldn't attend church with her, and he didn't want her attending. For one thing.
How did your brother? Did you go to your brother and say, "Look, I'd really like to date Grinnelda Hyde," or did he just?
Yes, I did.
And what did he say?
He basically said, "You know, you do that, you're no longer my brother."
Why? Why did he say that? Did you ask him?
I don't. I've tried to ask him. I've tried to call him. He won't return calls. I've tried to see him. He won't see me. So I don't really have any idea. Because I was his brother.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you don't know because you were widowed rather than divorced. Is that people tend to view, you know, it's somebody's fault, and therefore, if you're dating her, then the family, from his point of view, is saying that, you know, that was really his fault, not hers, and you know, so that's probably why he's doing that. What is your kid's objection to her?
Just because she was their aunt, and they say that family should be come first over the relationship, and they think that I should quit seeing her and try to make amends with my brother. And
well, I think
I'm 60 years old.
Yeah.
I just want to be happy.
Well, Jim, I think, first of all, your kids saying that you should make amends with your brother is nonsense. I mean, that's between you and your brother. It has nothing to do with them any more than you determining who they should date. So it sounds like your kids don't have any specific complaints with her except to say that your brother's now mad at you. Do you live in the same state that your brother lives in?
No.
Were you and your brother ever close?
Not really. He was 7 years older than me, and he, you know, by the time I got into junior high, he was out and gone and on his own.
Well, I mean, you can sort of understand from his point of view. I mean, logically, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense that relationship was over. But from an emotional standpoint, I mean, think about if he'd gone out with, you know, with your wife.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't have made you very happy. I think it really depends on how committed the two of you are to each other. And if the deal is that this was kind of one of those accidental things that kind of blossomed into something else, and the two of you have kind of united against the opposition, I'd probably be very, very certain. I'd want to be very certain, if I were in your shoes, that this is a real serious relationship, because it is going to be somewhat isolating, at least from your brother. Are your parents still alive?
No.
Is it just you and your brother?
No, I have 4 other siblings.
Are they as mad at you about it as he is or not?
2 are, and 2 thinks it's great.
Okay, which is probably what the relationship was before this, is that you got along really well with 2 of your sibs, and not this brother, and the other 2 were kind of neutral. So I guess it gets down to how you know, you sitting with your kids and saying, look, this is the woman I love. Your mom, you know, there's no way you can bring her back. That, you know, that this is, do you live close to your kids?
It's about a 9-hour drive.
How often do you see your kids?
Usually about every other month.
And there are how many of them?
2, a boy and a girl.
And they both feel equally strongly that this is not the woman for you?
Yes.
And can they give any reasons other than the fact of you don't get along with your brother because of it?
Well, other than that it was my brother's wife at one time.
Yeah, but they're divorced.
Pardon?
But they're divorced.
Yes.
I think the two of you need to figure out how deep your commitment is, because it's going to cost you. But I think if you feel that the two of you are really happy with one another and that you can understand that it is, I mean, it sounds like your relationship with your brother wasn't ever that great. See, the other problem about it happening relatively quickly is they're going to make the assumption that there was always something going on there, whether there was or not.
And that's what no one's talking about. If you know that, but how long was this really going on? Even if it wasn't, I think it comes down very quickly, Jim. To if this is the woman you truly love, and this is the woman that you think the two of you can't do without. I mean, one of the possibilities is to take off the summer from each other, not see each other, and see how you feel. And if both of you feel just as strongly that this is a woman I love, this is who I want to spend the rest of my life with, and she feels the same way, then I think you tell the kids to mind their own business. Tell your brother, you're sorry he feels that way, but you're going to continue to stay in touch with him, and you go ahead and do it. If you spend the summer apart and the two of you are thinking, gee whiz, we just did this to be stubborn, then I think maybe you don't, because it is going to cost you. So that's probably what I would suggest. If you're not clear, take the summer off. Both of you, you don't have to see other people, but just stay away from each other and see how strong the commitment is. And if the commitment's really there, then you do what you need to do. And if it's not, then I think you understand that maybe part of this was based on opposition, being kind of the rebel.
Okay.
Either that or a relationship, kind of a relationship of convenience, of both of you sort of seem to be at the same place at the same time, and it was really more convenient than passionate. So take a little time off and decide. But I think bottom line is the only person who can make the choices for you about your life are you. Your kids don't get to, your brother doesn't get to, your mother doesn't get to, the church doesn't get to, you have to. But you make sure that the commitment is really there, as opposed to here's a great way of thumbing my nose at my brother, or this was just one of those things that started out as kind of a lark, and make sure that both of you feel strongly about it. Okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. This is why we're not crazy about teenagers falling desperately in love and wanting to get married, is that the teenage years are such years of opposition in most cases. One of the things, as I said, that happened with this really smart guy today was saying, I didn't understand girls when I was 16, and I don't understand 16-year-old girls any better today. The idea being that there's that oppositional force. I actually, my advice to him was, I said, look, instead of telling your kid what to do, because as teenagers we're all really used to being pushed around and lectured to, of saying, what would you like? What would you like me to do? And it's an enormously powerful thing to do, because even though their response may be unrealistic, it's a starting point that, as opposed to letting them just oppose whatever you say or roll their eyes, they actually have to think about what the issues are. And I think that's the same thing here, is you need to make really sure that what you're talking about makes some sense to you, because there are very few decisions in this life that don't have some consequence, that don't have some price tag. So before you make the decision, you have to decide where your commitment lies, what your options are, what you're willing to pay and what you're not willing to pay. And that's complicated stuff, but really important, because you don't want to be somewhere down the road and realize, whoops, we don't really know each other, or this seemed like a good idea at the time, or you were lonely and I was lonely, and we've known each other and we didn't have to worry about dating or going on eHarmony or anything like that. I mean, because when it comes down to it, each of us are responsible for our own lives, our own choices, but we have to make sure that we've actually thought through the consequences, because that's, sort of going back and saying, well, gee, I wish I'd, doesn't really work very well. Ready? 855-993-7569. I'll tell you what I think we'll do when we return. Well, Jacob will let you do your song and dance, literally. and we'll do DVDs that are coming out. At 855-993-7569. You got something on your mind? Give me a holler. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed.
guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guarantee to your money back.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
You're doing the program director one. I forgot. We'll do maybe that later. We'll see. All right. We've got three DVDs coming out this week. Let me tell you about the two. One is right along to which didn't do very well in the theaters. You know, I personally think that Ice Cube is very charismatic, and I think Kevin Hart, even though he's short, is adorable on film, but sometimes there's no reason to have a movie, and especially if it's, you know, if it's got a number after it, you wonder. There are very few numbers that really did very well or did better. I think a couple of the Star Treks, maybe, but and maybe a couple of the Rockies, but by and large, the first one is the fresh one, and after that it sort of goes downhill. Okay, we've got two big DVDs coming out this week. The first is Son of Saul, which I think won an Oscar this year. It's not an easy movie, but it's an interesting one.
And in some ways, it'll probably do better on DVD than it did in the theaters. It did make a lot of money. But as I said, it certainly was nominated for an Oscar, and I think it actually won for Best Foreign Film. The story is set in the Holocaust, which is certainly getting a huge revival in movies this year, of a man who is Jewish who is part of the cleanup crew for at the crematorium. And he runs into a young man who has survived and decides to get him a Jewish burial. And so the question in the movie, in some ways, is relevant, in some ways not, is this really his son? The man's name is Saul, and the name of the movie is Son of Saul. So he decides that he's going to, basically, this is his rebellion against the inhumanity and the death and the persecution, that he's going to get this young man a decent burial, a Jewish burial, as opposed to just shoveled into a pit. And so the question about whether or not it's really his biological son is nearly irrelevant, because it becomes symbolic, which is why it's such a powerful movie, it's such an upsetting movie, and it was such an awarded movie. Okay, so again, it's not an easy movie by any stretch of the imagination. As opposed to Ride Along 2. All right, Jane Got a Gun did actually okay in theaters. It's an old-fashioned Western starring Natalie Portman and Joel Edgerton. Jane is married to an outlaw in the Old West, and we don't really understand he's an outlaw for a very long time. He's played by Noor Emmerich, and she manages the family farm. Her husband shows up with 8 bullet holes and barely alive. First of all, she has to keep him alive, and then she discovers that the gang who shot her husband is going to show up at the farm to finish the deed, not only to kill him, but to kill her. So she decides the only thing she can do is to strap on her gun, get on her steed, trusty street steed, and go find her ex-boyfriend, who's Joel Edgerton. And so it's kind of, the bad guy is played by Ewan McGregor, who is actually kind of cool. He's nearly unrecognizable because they've got him in dark hair and it's all pushed back. But this is a movie that's an old-fashioned kind of Western, and it rises above the genre, sort of, for two reasons. First of all, the acting. I mean, Natalie Portman is really good. Joel Edgerton is really good. McGregor and Emmerich are both really good. The supporting roles are uniformly well-acted. And second of all, it has a woman who is not Annie Oakley. I mean, she doesn't start out as a desperado. But it turns out that it's a very alarming movie in terms of the backstory on it, of how, I mean, it starts out with her running out, and we've seen this story before, right? Somebody coming home from the Civil War or whatever, and falls off his horse, and she goes, and then it turns out to be much more complicated than we ever thought about who he is, what happened to him, who she was, how come she's not with Joel, what her backstory is. And I'm not going to tell you what happens, except that it takes kind of a grim, not kind of, it takes a very grim story and makes it kind of all better at the end. I'm not sure that that's exactly what I hate people who tell you how movies turn out, but this one, it's interesting to watch her, and again, I think it's such a different role for her that it's fun to watch her. There also, I will tell you the stuff that comes out on DVD this week that has nothing to do with movies. One is Hot in Cleveland, season 6. I was thinking about Betty White the other day for reasons that are unclear. And Royal Pains, season 7. There is one other movie that comes out this week, and I'm trying to remember what it was, that's not listed on the DVD release because it's a more minor movie. I'll think of it, or if I don't think of it, I'll get to it and sort of remind you of it. So, and it's really interesting that DVDs are now responsible for a huge proportion, especially ones that are kind of artier movies, which I guess both of these would count as, that a huge proportion of their total revenue comes out on DVDs. And I know a lot of people, probably including my entire staff, who tends to see movies on DVDs rather than first run. So it's an interesting phenomenon in terms of of money and whatever. As I said, I don't know if I told you yesterday, I think I may have, that the hunt's been tanked, basically, which is what I said in my review, as you may recall. And exactly as predicted, Jungle Book did very well again. Jungle Book has done phenomenally well, has made a huge amount of money, and deserves so. It's, in fact, I saw there's an animation coming out this weekend, and I saw it. But the thing is, after you see Jungle Book, some of these animation things that you might have gotten a little bit of a kick out because they have kind of adult jokes. Like there's one point in this one coming out where they're in space and they do a gravitational drop. And the robot throws up, and the big fancy guy says, "Oh, that never happens," and throws up. Well, I mean, that might have been, I mean, it's sort of vaguely adult humor that, I mean, nothing, everything like barfing and everything having to do with toilet humor always appeals to 8-year-olds. But after you've seen Jungle Book, you're thinking, wait a minute, why am I wasting my time on this when animation can be so much more and so much more meaningful? So much more beautiful to watch, so much more entertaining, have many more kind of facets to it. And, you know, you wonder when they've got something as extraordinary as Jungle Book, which I think is extraordinary, how the rest of animation is going to do. I guess there will always be room for 3-year-olds and sillies, but a lot of it changes your perspective as far as I'm concerned, that why am I watching something like this when I could be, when there's another Jungle Book around the corner. And in fact, the day that Jungle Book came out, Disney announced that they were going to do a sequel to it because it had already done so well in Europe. It opened a week before in Europe. So, in fact, Europe, having spoken about stem cells, that Europe is doing, in fact, not only stem cells, Europe, you know, our sort of system certainly allows for an enormous amount of controversy, but in terms of water, in terms of energy, in terms of medicine, the other countries are really sort of lapping us, I fear. And it's not because we don't know how to do it. I'm not sure it's exactly what it is. Maybe, I don't know, lobbyists? 855-993-7569 and Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.